UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
So I can mute it next time. You got to start reminding me to bring it back from mute.
I'll tell you. Right when it drops. Ready? Unmute.
I can tolerate it. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. Another thank you. Big shout out. Kenny Klein and the Press Box Classic crew. Had a good time out there. I do like my shirt. You tried on your shirt already, didn't you, Steve?
I did not.
Nikki, I got a size that might be too small as motivation.
Because
they have the best polos. I don't know. It had a cardinal burn on it.
Did it have a cardinal burn?
It did.
It did not?
It did not. Hmm. I felt like I was missing that. Maybe it's on the sleeve and I didn't notice.
I didn't see a cardinal burn on it.
You didn't see a cardinal burn
what
on
color
it.
Is it?
It's like black and gray.
You didn't get one?
Phil didn't bring yours?
Phil.
Phil's busy getting us food.
Is he? Because I don't have an email.
I don't.
Phil.
Either.
Listen,
that's an interesting duo.
That's a very interesting interesting energy.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Not saying it's bad.
Yeah, they look like they're getting in trouble. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Let me remind everybody that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment. Then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure, now I do mean make sure, you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. People. Let me get your ear for 1 second. I'm going to read out a press release. This is my information that will become an advertisement soon, but I want to read to you this press release. We have a very diverse audience. We have a very generous audience. Mm-hmm. We have a very caring audience. I just wanted to lend my platform to a good cause. So I'm going to read something to you. I just want everybody to listen. And by the end of this, if it's something you want to act on, just make it available to your ears. In future, future times when you hear about it. Up for Women and Children is the Louisville area's first day shelter dedicated to women and children. Filling a void for a women's only safe place for those experiencing homelessness in our community. Homelessness is up 41% in the last 3 years, and we're proud to have served 2,071 individuals since it opened in July 16, 2018. UP is a drop-in center located in downtown Louisville that provides showers, laundry, access access to restrooms, phones, mailing address, help obtaining vital documents, case management, and connections to additional community resources from partner providers. UP's mission is to provide a healthy, safe environment for homeless women and children. It offers opportunities of encouragement, achieving self-sufficiency by providing shelter and resource options through a partnership of providers. UP for Women and Children is where homeless women are empowered to find hope and help for refuge. Uplift was created in 2019 as a part of a long-term plan to support space expansion and growth. The event will take place Saturday, August 20th. Now, today's the 2nd, Saturday, August 20th, at the Cooper and Kings in the Outdoor Pavilion from 6 to 10. Tickets are $60 and can be purchased online now at uplouisville.org/news. It's hosted by Terry Miners this year. The event features a wine and bourbon pool, hors d'oeuvres, Chef Josh Lehman, music by David George and Cash Bar. Live silent auction items include 7-night trips to Italy and Antigua, golf with Terry Miners at Valhalla, an espresso machine from GE. Bourbon lovers may want to raise a paddle for a bottle of birthday bourbon from the Brown and Foreman and Weller 12-year-old from Buffalo Trace. Uplift will also feature a special photography exhibit by Nashville's award-winning photojournalist Price Chambers, which showcases women and children who have found hope through UP services. The model is simple: partner with anyone and everyone who can help address the issue of family homelessness. Congregations, individuals, cities and countries, and businesses of all sizes, they hope to, you know, you'll join Uplift. Is sponsored by First Commonwealth Mortgage and Jacobs Group and General Contractors. So I know that was a lot to digest, but you'll be hearing about this event on the 20th. Like I said, the cause is definitely one I could easily get behind, and it was nothing to use my platform to start getting the word out. So I said I would help, and I'm trying to do my part. So I hope that's something people can you know, think about supporting. Like I said, every day I'll either mention or you'll hear the information through a commercial moving forward. My goodness, Steve has been putting up with me trying to clear my throat this entire year for the last 10 minutes.
You're good. We do got a Phil Baker text.
We got a Phil Baker text?
We do got a Phil Baker text.
Read it. 'Cause it's Taco Tuesday.
Thanks to Tommy and the Delivery.com team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Today we got Mexitacos. Located locally owned, Delivery.com brings the restaurant to you, perfect for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Use promo code ORDER NOW, $10 off your next order. Now hiring drivers, get paid per delivery. Keep your own tips. Also, if you're a restaurant looking to grow your business with food delivery, Delivery.com, your neighborhood delivered. Well done, Nick.
Thank you. I'm good at my job sometimes.
I wish I could produce music like that.
I know. I know.
Me too. God, that was awesome.
I just don't have I can listen and not have an ear, but I just can't. I can't beat machine myself.
All right.
Okay. So I can't take it. What were we going to talk about, Steve?
Football recruiting. Yeah. Still rolling. If you were worried, I said it yesterday on Twitter, if you were worried that it was going to stop with the 23 class, worry no more, because Coach Satterfield and the team have started in on the Flyville 24 with a 4-star Under Armour All-American running back from South Florida.
Hold on.
Is that good?
Hold on. Hold on. So here's the thing.
Steve.
What?
What?
You gotta say it.
It's got Satterfield's out here working fools, baby. Working them. Working them.
Listen.
Working fools.
Listen, if you would like to have your own Scott Satterfield's Out Here Working Fool shirts, go to t-shirthooligan.com right now, and you can get your Sats Out Here Working Fools in three different colors.
Now, imagine you get a running back out of South Florida.
Hey, Marky, another one in four-star. What's his offer sheet?
Okay, well, I'll give it to you.
What is his offer sheet?
Marquez. Michigan Wolverines. Florida Gators.
I feel like that's good.
The Louisville Cardinals, of course. University of Central Florida. The U. That's Miami for people who don't know. Up and coming Indiana.
Okay. Could have left that one off.
Texas A&M.
No. Yes.
That Texas A&M.
Let's just erase Indiana from that.
Fair enough. Yeah. What about them Georgia Bulldogs?
Oh, they're all right.
What about,
okay.
Oh, Florida State Seminoles.
Okay.
What about Sparty?
Michigan State, that works.
What about our father, Ole Miss? West Virginia. Penn State. Georgia Tech.
I feel like that's good for a junior. I feel like it's a good offer sheet.
We'll take that. Mm-hmm. And then, here's the thing. It's always funny when you see, listen, Steve, when you go hunting around for his name, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you type it into YouTube, and then you see, what's the Hampstead? What's the name of the school? Hampstead versus Dade County. And when you see a kid running away from Dade, or Dade South High School or something, you're like, he fast.
Mm-hmm.
He got to be fast to get in. And it's funny. I was like, is he a wide receiver? Because I did see him catching a lot of passes. And I'm like, he's listed as a running back, but his highlights have a whole lot of routes and down the field plays. I'm like, I'll take him. So, yes, so Satterfield, stick that one.
Well done. I mean, that's a monster way to kind of get it rolling, you know, and especially coming off a weekend where you had, you know, multiple five stars from that class as well as Brown on campus.
And he's flooded in Miami Hurricane territory. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like the branding, like the youth camps are like Hurricane Youth Camp.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something like that. They're always some kind of Miami inspired, you know how you get the youth league and all the kids are fighting over the name the Canes or, you know what I'm saying? Or Young You, you know, just like the, you know, for the youth league. So you get a commitment from a kid out of that environment.
Yeah.
It's a great, great start. Yeah, that's definitely a big time start. Okay, so we tapped into it a little bit, Steve, in the football world.
Okay.
Media day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Media day. Steve has to ask Coach Satterfield one question. Okay.
Ooh.
Listen, and here's the thing, Nikki, you get to ask Satterfield one question.
One question.
Because you only going to want to know one thing from this coach. Like, you know, everybody has their generic questions. What are your expectations? What are you? Yeah. I'll go first.
Oh.
Marcus Maben, press conference. Got one question for Coach Scott Satterfield. This is just me. I'm sorry, y'all. Ask him what you want. Marcus Maben. Actually, Steve, this is so unfair. I want to ask him this, but I really want to tell him this. But I'm going to phrase it in a question form.
Okay.
It's a total, like, trap question. And he's going to get pissed at me for asking. Do you plan on taking the goal line decisions out of Malik's hands? I'm sorry, coach. Listen, my team looks bigger. It looks stronger. They look faster.
Yeah.
You shook up my staff. You brought in strength and conditioning. And you did all this great stuff. If I see you, if we got the ball first and six.
Yeah.
And if I watch Malik run left on first down and then run right on second down and then run right again on third down, I don't know if I can recover from that level of damage again.
Yeah.
So my selfish question for Coach Satterfield, and he can't say yes. No, Marcus, I'm not going to take the responsibility on. You don't have, Marcus, you don't have a player who has better stats than Malik at your university ever. No, I'm not taking the decision out of Malik's hands. Just going to teach him to read things a little, you know. A little sooner, and we're going to teach him to trust his running back a little more. We're going to teach him to trust his offensive line a little more. So I think naturally, once he gets more trust, he'll start handing the ball off a little more.
Yeah.
Thank you, Coach. What do you say, Steve?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, that would be up there pretty high as far as what I would ask. I'm trying to think because, I mean, I feel like that's the obvious one. But for me, I think it would probably be defensively.
Mm.
Like, because again, okay, I would like the ball, you know, with the Malik thing. Mm-hmm. But to me, I feel like we lost majority of our games defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of NC State last year, where I feel like the defense
took the heat.
Yeah, it was like because they felt like they collapsed in the fourth quarter, but it was like, bro, we had plenty of opportunities to score, you know, and we didn't. And then they lost Keytrell Clark and then got scored on a couple times, you know, like, come on, man. Like, but for me, it's just that's been the conversation all 3 years has been, you know, why are my defensive backs so far off the ball? Oh. Why is the middle of the field open up like Gene Snyder Highway, you know, freeway or whatever. Like, what's the deal?
It's never open.
I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, Gene Snyder was the worst example of all the places around here. Why I use Gene Snyder.
Like Gene Snyder?
Like, actually, that's what we need. We need to be more like Gene Snyder.
Yeah.
Nobody gets through. Nobody gets through. Not without waiting a little bit.
Should that be the t-shirt now?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't know why.
My friend's over.
I could have picked any.
T-shirt hooligans?
Yeah, I could have picked 71. I could have picked, you know, 64, 65, Waterson, anything.
You picked the most congested.
Just always congested. For no reason.
Construction.
You're just congested, and then you get up there, and it's like, where's the...
I don't know. I did see the third lane over there.
They are getting the third lane open.
I felt progress.
Finally.
Yeah. Look, it's not open though, but
I know.
I saw it over there. I saw the third lane over there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a poop show.
Oh God.
Three lane Snyder.
Yeah.
That's gonna be insanity.
Yeah. Somebody said the Gene Snyder boys.
That's pretty funny.
It's not the tax boys.
The Gene Snyder boys.
GSB.
No, nobody gets through here, baby. Without
our line.
Nobody.
Could have gone with Spartans holding the line. You know, yeah, trench warfare. You know, no one advances. We went with the Gene Snyder boys. I like that, though.
I know.
Question for Satterfield.
Okay. So I was thinking about this. One of, I don't know enough about football.
My name's Nick Valvano. Hey, coach. You like hockey?
You done? You get that out of your system?
Nikki, come on. You throw. You answer.
What's your favorite burger in Louisville?
Twitter poll.
They're going to love this back at the station.
Mark that, Jack.
Dizzy Wiz, Nick. Yes or no? Yes or no, Dizzy Wiz.
Nick Valvano.
No, I'm serious. Don't ask about hockey.
All right, so for God's sake, I know. All right, I don't know enough about football to be one of those people that's like, I got to see this, I got to see that. But I can speak, I feel like, for a lot of the casual fan base, or, you know, passionate, but don't know the X's and O's. Sorry, I didn't have a high school football team. Mm-hmm. Just is what it is. So I played hockey and baseball.
Where'd you go to high school at?
Silver Creek. We got one the year after I graduated. Tell me I wouldn't be a better tight end than I would be a cross-country runner. But, yeah, no.
Didn't have a football team.
Didn't have a football team. We're the only 3A school. Don't get me started. They're a great football team now. They got it right literally the year after
Silver
I graduated.
Creek's good.
Yeah.
Who's your parents?
We didn't have a team. You know, it's not their fault.
Like Neanderthals.
Dude, it was – no, seriously, like, quick sidebar, it was ridiculous. Like, a kid, sadly, died in the 50s, and so they disbanded the team, and because of that, it was one of those things.
You're a
that
pro.
Was like,
you're a pro.
Why, man?
You're just a pro arguer. He's a pro.
It sucked, man. It was awful, dude.
Nick's a pro cancel. He's a pro.
I hate it.
He knows how to put every little thing to, like, shut down the conversation. Like, you're like,
I'm on your side. It was
Nick.
Stupid. I wanted a football team.
So now,
team.
Like, how am I? What am I supposed to say back then? He's like, you know,
no.
I lost someone in the 50s, and now I can't.
No, it was I was sad, but that's no reason to not have a football team 100 years later. And so, of course, they get it right when I graduate. They got all the cool spit right after I graduated. Soccer team, got that. Football team.
Did they
got
have water that. Fountains?
Water fountains, got that. You know,
you would have played football if you at school.
I would have played football or soccer. 100. I loved cross country. The best coach, ironically, I ever played for was the sport I was worst at. Like Al Eckert, amazing coach. Can't now the principal over there can't say enough good things about him. But
did
I got
Jamie go
more,
to Silver Creek too?
Yeah, I got more hurt running cross country than I did hockey up until the point where I almost lost a kidney in college. But that's another story. Like I got stress fractures, tore my back up. Shin splints, pulled hammies. I got more hurt running cross country than I did playing ice hockey.
So what did you ask Satterfield?
My question for Sat would be like, what is one player, position group, or player that's impressing you? Because one of the reasons everyone was so pissed off with the Ole Miss loss last year was we felt like we got sold a bill of goods. All the things they hyped up in the offseason were things that were glaringly missing in that matchup with Ole Miss. So, I feel like a decent way to maybe earn a little bit of trust back with the fans and maybe set the tone for the year would be like, this position group X is really impressing me.
By the way,
they're going to be good.
Text us in your Nikki the Boot questions.
Player,
there's a couple that are pretty funny.
Player X, who's impressing you? And then I would go to, if, you know, even something stood out to me, who only speaks broken conversational
football.
I'd be like, oh, that's good. Then I would go to one of my consiglieres, you guys, Biscuit, someone who knows the game a little bit more, and be like, hey, like, even if they got burned a little bit here, or even if they gave up a lot of points here, or they didn't rush for a ton of yards, did you like what you saw? Did you, Josh Minkins,
to your point, Josh Minkins said it. He said, you know, look, I could shut a guy down the whole game, but if I get beat for the game winner, it's like, Josh sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
He did say that, too.
Yeah, it's like, that's why it's the I play tight end, you know, but I say corner is the toughest place in, it's the toughest position in all football. I put DB there too, you know. I mean, because
that's all. Yeah,
just safety corner. I said put DB there. I mean,
I know what you mean.
Just the whole DB, you know, defensive backfield. But it's like because for that very reason, it's like, dude, I've got it. Because conversely, safety. I think the easiest spot, not saying it's easy to play, but to put out there is wide receiver. Like, and it's like, and the reason is because. We're lining up. We're both the fastest guys on the field. I know what I'm doing, where I'm going, where the ball's going. You don't. You got to stop me. And you're running backwards.
Right.
And I'm running forwards. Like it's a corner. It's tough. You know, so they get beat one time, and it's like,
also,
Minkins
Steve,
can't guard anybody.
Steve.
Right.
It's my whole thing. Like, you and I have gotten into an argument or two about this. I'm like, in an open field, you shouldn't be able to tackle me.
Right.
If I'm running towards you.
Yeah.
You should not be able.
That's tough, man.
To run towards me and get me on the ground in this open field.
You've had 20 yards, full speed. I'm backpedaling, and then I take off. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know. I've
got 3 yards to get. You know, that, and you're the most athletic dude on the field.
I was gonna say that might be my superior athleticism brain talking. But,
yeah.
But I'm just like, how do you let somebody tackle you in an open field? Or I say, that's a hell of a tackle. You know, like, you really.
249 just gave the funniest text ever, and I'm going to show Nick in the break. best text I've ever read.
What were some of the, some of the Nicky the Boot?
I can't read them.
Do it after commercial break.
Yeah, we will. Okay,
I can't. Okay. I got to clear my throat. I can't do any more radio. Bye, y'all.
Well, you know what?
I'm gone.
Never mind.
Midday's Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven. You're on 93.9 The Ville. That's pretty good. Me and Nick were deciding whether we liked it or not. I think I like it. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
It gets better as it goes.
Right. If it's like pass, fail, it passed.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with
scale
that.
Scale 1 to 10, 6.5, 7, maybe.
Yeah.
Renee Phoenix.
Okay.
That's the girl singing.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
It was all right. The drop was good. I like that.
Marcus, pop out of here a little bit early, which is okay. Me and Nick will bring you up, Nick Valvano, as we prep for our doubleheader tonight.
Yeah.
Looks as though the weather's going to be nice. It's not going to be super hot. You know, it's going to be nighttime, so we're going to get under the lights.
I might get in a fight tonight.
You want to fight somebody tonight?
I'm in a punchy mood.
Because if you start fighting, I'm going to start fighting with you.
I was so pissed off. And, like, you know, I'm not, we're a tough guy. I'm not at all. But I'm so annoyed.
I have a friend.
Effing annoyed last game that I played bad and we should have won. And
I mean, I'm okay if you want to fight. We can do it. The first game, I have a friend on the team, so let's not fight them.
Okay.
But if you want to fight somebody on the second team.
Okay, maybe.
Like, I'm here for it.
That should be our team name.
Yeah.
Toxic masculinity.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like, hey, we can throw hands with the second team. I don't. Who is the second
toxic
team?
Toxic masculinity on the schedule.
I know. Hey, who are we in game two? Both of our games are on field two. Let me see. Tonight, let's see. Game one. Just to give them a heads up, so that way they're not surprised by it. Game one, we play New Kicks on the Block. I have a friend on that team.
Okay.
I don't want to fight her.
Yeah, no.
Plus,
yeah.
You've seen her in action, so she might beat us up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, we're playing them tonight.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I don't want any.
Catch of the day. Yeah, catch of the day. Just be ready.
Playing a bunch of fishermen?
Yeah, catch of the day.
That's going to be awesome. They're going to be like, big fans of the show. Also, our team name tonight is F Around and Find Out. And I'll be like,
I know.
Great.
Okay.
Great. No,
now we have to fight.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's like, well, sorry, guys.
The teams we're playing tonight, first team is 2 wins, 2 losses, 1 tie.
Okay.
The other team is 1-6.
Okay.
More our level.
But we don't have a dub yet. So every game is our Super Bowl.
We could. Let's try to get 2 today. I think 2 would be respectful, man.
Little Ernie Banks, baby.
Tonight ends 2. Ends the regular season, right?
Oh, yeah. So it'll be back-to-back. Maybe we find out we're an endurance team.
Mm.
Like, we're good in doubleheader action. Because then the playoffs are doubleheaders, too.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of people have texted us. I see the jokes. It's funny. It's not Nick's fault. A lot of people listening on the app think Nick is just cutting to break mid just make conversation.
Right, right. And my comedic timing's solid, but no.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, now I'm offended. My comedic timing is solid. So you think I would just do that willy-nilly?
Yeah. Just
how dare you?
People were like, man, dude, like that's intense. So, and what's funny is our show, as much as anybody, I think you guys at the V show get this too. It's listeners that listen the whole time, because a lot of times they're at work and stuff, you know, midday. Right. That's why it's midday, you know. And the V show gets this too, at least the first couple hours probably.
I hope so, yeah. Before I torpedo it. Eventually. Yeah. And eventually I will.
So it's like people that listen to this show know you do the funny ha-ha every once in a while. You know we're kind of close to a break and like, Nick sucks and all right, boom, we're at break, you know. So people know. So I think people were like, dude, like Nick's... Like, people were like, really, like, hey, man, he's going a little overboard with this.
Nick's punchy.
Yeah, like this stuff. But that.
Tell him to calm down or we're going to get
They said Thursday that's going to be fixed.
Yeah.
I think that's what they said. So Thursday. Yeah,
you also might maybe on the stream, this is not terrestrial, but on the stream, you might tune into the stream because who knows what spots you might hear.
Yeah. So you get a little bit of everything.
For one more day. And then, it is good. Dexter
says, I may come watch you guys tonight. Yeah. Shout out big time. Somebody said, I may come watch you guys tonight just to watch Nick get beat up.
I mean, it could
come out tonight. Hey, I'd like to get some people out there tonight, man. We'll have some fun.
Cheer us on.
We get two games, so it's worth your drive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dinner and a show.
It's not one of those quick, you know, just. Okay.
This image of all you guys just huddled around is like he stopped fighting back like a while ago. Should
maybe next year I can be Jamal. This is Alex, bro. You anytime you want to play, you got a spot on the team. Alex, my dude, man. So yeah, like
I trust your ability to scout talent.
Yeah, Alex calls in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Listen, yeah. Alex served the country. Look, Alex can play.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
Alex is a delegation member.
We got one.
Do you want a military physique delegation member? Yes, Alex.
Are they gonna let us in the league?
He's a good dude, man. He's a really good dude.
Like, sir, you can't. That's a cheat code.
Steve is the only reason y'all haven't won because he didn't let anyone from CSZ on the team. Wow, CSZ's my dudes. What are you talking about? They can all play.
Gonna say,
yeah, what do you mean? That's my guys. Jeremy's my dude. Steve, is the softball season over for you guys? It says Jason told me some great stories. I need to come watch.
That reminds me, I guess we're doing softball again. I was 50-50 on it, but
really
enough of the boys wanted to. Next. Yeah, how's your hand?
Are you still in season?
No, the season ended last
week. Okay, I was
going
to say, because I could play now.
It technically, I think, started this week, but I texted JD. Shout out my man JD. I was like, hey, we might want to play again. Is it room for us in the league if it's starting? And he was like, I'll get you in next week, absolutely. So,
okay.
Assemble the crew.
I could have played last night, like the last couple weeks. I'm pretty much, it's like it happened overnight.
Yeah,
I couldn't, and then just I woke up in Gatlinburg, and I was like, oh, my God, I can make a fist now. It was like it finally, because that pinky just would not go down.
Right.
And now it does. So I was like, okay, I think I'm good.
The body's crazy, man.
Yeah, it literally was like overnight. Thing, I woke up and was like, oh, my God, I can make a fist.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Did you ever have that moment, like a thing, we both played stuff, where you're like, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go. Like, I mean, like, and then it's just like, it's like D2, the Mighty Ducks. You wait, like, you know, Josh Banks. He's like, I woke up, coach, and the pain's gone. And
yeah.
He's able to rotate the hockey stick, and he can play and everything like that. Did you ever have one of those where it just was like, God, I am 50-50 at best, and then you woke up, and I don't know, the ice worked right, or, you know, the fracture healed or something, and you were just like, you know what? Not only can I go, I feel pretty good.
I did. I did, but it was a cortisone shot. So
there you go. I never actually took one of those.
It was one time. I had hurt my ankle. It was my senior year of football. I was getting recruited, and it was a game where there was at John Harden. There were going to be some schools there I knew, and I was like, yeah, I gotta
got a cortisone, this bad boy. I Buck Kilmered it. I was like, give me that. Boom. Yeah, I was like, give me that. And played. It was terrible. Terrible. Next day, foot was swole up. Like, it just insane. Yeah, it was not good. Not a good decision.
We just took too many. I took so many, like, Advils that my stomach started bleeding. And I was, like, throwing up blood. I was like, what the hell is this? And, like, so that was my thing. Like, my senior year of, like, hockey.
Yeah.
Like, I went to a bunch of specialists. That was actually the first time I got a prostate exam. Wasn't expecting that. But, yeah, I got a bunch of exams, and I think it was just that. Because if you take too many of those, like, you can get stomach bleeding.
Yeah.
And so, I took too many. I took a shot in the ribs, and all of a sudden, I looked like a freaking gusher. But I wasn't hurt. I was just like, you know, it was one of those things I was pissed off that they kicked me off. I was like, I'm finally getting playing time. Like,
right,
really?
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah, no, it's fair.
I had the Zamboni, the ice, though. There was so much.
Oh, God.
Sorry about that.
No, it was annoying, though. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, okay, if I'm throwing up blood, I want it to be a badass injury. It's like, right, oh, right. Man, like broken ribs.
Yeah.
Or I got shot or something. I, like, ran into a dude and popped up, and, like, I looked like a pus wart. It just, like, started going everywhere. And I was like, well, Steve. I'm not that tough. I was like, I'm finally getting some run. Like, coach, come on, don't take me out of the game. And he's like, we have to Zamboni the ice. It's everywhere. And I was like, that was the other thing. Like, once everyone realized I wasn't dying, they were like, damn it, Nick.
Yeah.
Now we have to clean the
thanks
ice.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
You bleeding ass.
Was that what was bleeding?
No. That was the one spot it wasn't coming out of.
Oh, okay. Softball's off next week, said Jarbo's team beat in the championship last night. It starts in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Maybe I missed.
So maybe we're off. Maybe he was saying I can get you in next week, but we don't play.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll text JD. I'll find out.
Somebody says Steve faked an injury on a subpar team.
That's another question. I was going to say, did you ever fake an injury?
I will say, in softball, as Mr. Valvano has let us know, I am not – it's not kickball. Like, I feel like I am a – I feel like if I miss kickball, like, you guys might actually be like, dang, you know, like,
yes,
dang, we're missing Steve. You know, softball, I don't you don't have to patronize me on this. Like, don't, or not patronize, you don't have to build up my ego on this, okay?
Right.
I feel like if I miss softball, it's like, yeah, we could replace him fairly easy. Like,
I'm not going to patronize you. I'll be 100% honest. Yes.
Yeah.
But to that point, seriously. I do like having you on the team because you are good. Like, you know what?
I'm solid.
I'm gonna divide it up into this. You're right. None of us are good minus two guys. One of them has a torn hamstring right now.
Yeah.
It's liability, serviceable, and good.
Yeah. If there were four,
you and I are serviceable.
No, you're better than I am. You're much better than I am.
I think I'm at the top of the serviceable list.
Listen,
I'll be honest.
If it was basketball, football. I would be so confident. Like, if we had a basketball league, I'd be like, no, I'm good. Yeah. So, you know,
the
like,
thing
I can play.
What I was telling my brother, because he was like, can any of you mother truckers hit? And I was like, Jamie, I've seen Biscuit, me, and Steve, when we get into the cage and get some cuts.
Just crush them.
We got pop.
I know.
And he was like, cool. Can you stop popping out to the third baseman? And I was like, I hear you. But I'm telling you, like, if we can get some cuts in, the three of us can add some punch to the lineup.
Me, you, and Biscuit, I think all three, and BP the one day, we hit some that would have been home runs.
You hit one that, I'm not blowing smoke at you. Seriously, it would have cleared our center field fence by about 75 feet.
Mm.
Like, I mean, this thing was, you hit one, and I was like, God bless. Yeah. I was like, okay. And then Biscuit had.
Yeah, Biscuit crushes
him. I mean, he didn't even, like, necessarily hit a bunch of home runs, necessarily. I mean, he did. There were a couple that would have gone yard, but they're, like, piss rocket.
Yes.
Like, line drives that could have. And for a big dude, Biscuit can move.
We get in the league, and Jack Grossman's the only guy to get on base.
Oh, my God. That
Jack,
was annoying.
Jack swings the bat at, I mean this with all due respect, at, like, point 1 mile an hour, and he hits it every time.
Jamie laughs at me. I was like, dude, he's a great contact hitter. He was like, bitch, it's so like slow pitch softball. Like,
can we say it?
We just did.
Okay, let's do it.
So, and I was like, Jamie, I was like, he's
let's
like,
cuss.
He was like busted by chops about it. I was like, but look at that magnificent kid. He's he's getting base knocks.
He does.
And Jamie was like, all right, I see what you're talking about. Like, you know, he slaps him through, man. He's like, Ichiro.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Jack's doing his thing, man. Like, and he does it in kickball too.
Oh, yeah,
he like always gets on. It. I mean, it's awesome.
That magical Jewish energy he's got. Like, I don't know. It's something. But it's by so the way, awesome. I got to give a shout out to my man Grossman.
Yeah.
I think he might. Yeah, as I hear down the hallway from Pops, great contact hitter. I think Jack.
Any positives about me? He's like, jackass.
I'm not getting him either, so don't worry.
We got to get him out to watch kickball. Like, I'm decent at kickball, Bob. I want you to watch.
No, he actually came to one of the Spicy Nuggets games.
Really?
And was chirping everybody, yeah. But everyone started playing better. They're like, oh, yeah, your dad's here.
I tell everybody the story, man, because, like, I mean, in all seriousness, like, I got, like, insane respect for your dad. Like, you know what I mean? He's a legend. You know what I'm saying? So we
makes one of us.
Even if we mess with him, like, so I make that catch in in right center, and like, it was like one of those moments where, like, you know, you didn't have a father, your father wasn't there, you know, and like your dad points at me and I pointed back at him, and it was like,
there it is. It's like,
hey, I did it.
It was fun. I mean, Jamie, for all his, you know, we make him out to be the golden child. When Pop showed up for our first game, Jamie and I both, like, I struck out.
Yeah.
And Jamie, like, popped
one out. You guys looked a little nervous.
Because we were both taking cuts, and I was like, bro, we're like 7 again. And yeah. We're trying to play good for dad.
You look nervous.
It was hilarious.
Okay, real quick. The football team is looking for strength interns.
Strength intern.
Should we apply?
I mean, I could show them how not to lift. Like, just in a, like, fellas, herky jerky motion, all back, no legs. Like, here we go. Like, you know, maybe I could do something like that. What not to do? There was a time, honestly, like, I was in, like, lifting a lot.
Yeah.
That I'm not saying I was good at it, but I'd be strong enough to, like, spot somebody that was throwing up big weight, because the guys I was working out with were throwing up big weight. Those days have passed, good sir.
Jack says we should do a 3v3 basketball.
He has been, like, on that for a while, and I'm down. I haven't played in forever.
Yeah,
and you know, it wouldn't exactly be like Michelangelo lost his paintbrush.
I think that's one where we would have to grab a gym and all go play.
Yeah,
and kind of see
you, Phil, Jack. I mean, we have some crazy talent around here, but I don't know if.
You know, I would put me
or Dan or Perrin.
Listen,
are gonna
I'm gonna say it right now. Me, Phil, and Big Blue Drew. I like that.
I like that a lot.
I like that.
I will towel wave on that team. Sorry.
I'll even let Big Blue Drew come on and, like, do a segment or something. Like, you know, we can do a hate segment on each other.
That'd be fun. Mutual hatred.
Just call and make fun of each other or something. Like, you know, like, you're stupid. And he's like, yeah, well, your kid's going to stink at sports. I'm like, okay, all right. He just had a kid too, I think. So, like, yeah, okay. Fair enough.
My kid can beat up your kid.
Yeah. So, I think we could do it. All right, man. Let's do it. Let's get out of here. Appreciate y'all for listening. Seriously. It's the time of year. We're starting to ramp back up. We're going to start having some fun. So I want to make sure everybody knows we appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in every day. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.